USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iowa's Democratic caucuses were late yesterday into the evening, but no results are available yet. Chaos and disarray paralyzing the first contest of the 2020 primary campaign after the state party announced it had found inconsistencies in reporting the results, which it now says will likely be available later today. Several of the candidates late last night were sounding like they thought they won, among them Pete Buttigieg.
So we don't know all the results, but we know. By the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
In a statement, the Trump campaign calls it the sloppiest train wreck in history. The president will deliver his State of the Union address tonight from Capitol Hill, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There are reports hackers are using malware to prey on people's fears about coronavirus. IBM X-Force say that hackers are sending spam emails to people in an effort to infect smartphones and computers. For example, emails have been sent to people in Japan claiming the coronavirus has infiltrated the country, and they're urging the recipient to open the email to get more information. President Trump makes a blunder on social media.
President Trump drew a few laughs on social media after placing the Kansas City Chiefs in the wrong state following their Super Bowl victory. President Trump said the Chief had made Kansas proud. The state line runs through Kansas City, but the team is actually based in Missouri. His tweet said, "Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. You represented the great state of Kansas, and in fact the entire USA, so very well." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Powerful winter storm that dumped a lot of snow on the Rockies yesterday, now marching towards the center of the country. The National Weather Service says it will generate a band of snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast, and heavy rains across the south and mid-Atlantic over the next few days. After a terrorist incident a few days ago, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
20-year-old Sudesh Aman was shot dead by police after he went on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence, but that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
And a classic snack from the 90s is coming back. Dunkaroos will be on store shelves again this summer. The packages have cookies that can be dunked in a separate space for icing. The one flavor returning is vanilla with rainbow sprinkles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.